We are on Yud Aleph Beis, the bottom line. Who? Where's he going?
The mainland. The holy land.
He's going to Israel? Oh, very nice. Going to the Yachid Kala. I don't know. Very nice. Beautiful. So Amar Amei, the Gemara said, let's start a little bit beforehand. We'll go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. I know we did it, we'll do it again. Amar Amei, that type of Makhayb, somebody who's type of Makhayb, when he hurts other people, Kabonu Makhayb, is from the Yazim Rabbana. Zitnan. Misha Likita Sapaya, so Trashi Balabayas Usher. A rich person, Shalikita Sapaya, behind a Makhayb Shakhab Laniyim, he's hurting other poor. The Amar Azul employing the honey. So he picks it up for one honey. And he's hurting other aniyim, and they have an equal right. Like two bali chayiv have an equal right to collect the loan. The aniyim have an equal right to collect the payo. Rabbi Yezar Mazakhalai. Rabbi Yezar says it works. He has no right to take it. Gives it to the first ani. You're not allowed to pick which ani should get meiser, a payo. Payo is supposed to be left in the fields. Whoever's first gets it. So now, whoever you find first gets it.
You should just leave it where it was?
No, you can't, because Aniyah might have come. You don't know what happened in between when you picked it up and now. You can't put it back. What if...
Payback.
What? No. What happens if Aniyah came to the field already? How many times do you think they go through the same field?
You see Aniyah still in the field. Just put it back.
That's not that lucky. You give it to the first study, because once you have it, you have it. Amar Amayma B'tayma Rabbapa. So the Gemara wants to say... This is the case of Tavis Machayb, Mach Mashkab Lachayr. Amar Ameimah Vitamer Rapapa Tumalayi. No. Maybe everybody holds that Tavis Machayb, Mach Mashkab Lachayrim works. But Tumalayi, meaning doesn't work, I'm sorry. Atkan Lakamar Abliyazah, some of the Bigadi by Mavkalun, the Chasiv Abi Oni, the Chasila, the Bigadi Zachal, and Avshi Zachal, the Chavre. Meaning a double Migul. Let's say, let me try to explain. An Ani who picks up Paya can pick it up for another Ani. Because since he has a right to pick it up for himself, he can pick it up for somebody else. So this rich person has the ability to make himself an Ani. So that ability to make himself an Ani gives him a right to pick it up for another Ani. Even though he's not an Ani, but since it's in his power to make himself an Ani, he has the answer holds, that's good enough. The Chachamim my man. I'm sorry. But over here, maybe they wouldn't say Taibas Lubachayv works. Right? Because when you grab for a Balchayv, you have no ability to make yourself into a Balchayv. The guy has to borrow money from you. That's kind of like coming up on
us. He's the one that's borrowed.
Again, the guy who's owed money, the guy who's not owed money, is grabbing for one of the debtor, one of the creditors. So he has no ability to make himself into a creditor.
Yeah.
How? Lend the guy money. He's a credit. He's grab. I owe you $100. I owe Baruch Maish $100. And Maish Roin comes and grabs it for you. He has no ability to make himself a creditor. I didn't borrow from him. He can't decide to become a creditor. It's not up to him. He has to have somebody else involved as well. I have to be willing to borrow money from him. Maybe not. You don't know. Not the Yadai. Here he can make it Hefker.
He won't do it.
Again, he has the ability to make it Hefker. You were busy with that yesterday also.
There's no answer to that.
Yes, there is. He has the ability to make it Hefker.
But it's a shame.
Again.
Scam, I mean.
No, it's not. If he makes it Hefker, it's not a scam.
It happens every day. People transfer their funds or get rid of their funds so that they become eligible.
Does that mean it's fine?
No, they have a 5-year look back on that.
Does that mean it's right?
If it's legal, it's right.
Legal.
I have a hockey lot. The odd kind of coming right about Hassa, I'm a little silly, slacket, oddy, slacket, loyally, oddy. There's a, it says in the Pasik, it says, boy, slacket, period. The oddy, but I get a tie to my son. So the Rabbanan dash in the juxtaposition of Leitzalakit La'ani. Even though when you read the Pasik, it says, Leitzalakit La'ani, Right? There's a comma, there's a period. So the Rabbanan say, but the fact that it says to lock it next to the ani is to tell me you're not allowed to pick it for an ani. Right? Maybe you could be Taifas of Malchayim normally. So what the Gemara is saying is, this is not a Taifas of Malchayim issue. This is an issue that the Rabbanan say you have no right to pick it for an ani. Pasuk says you have no right to pick it for an ani. And Rabbi Lezer doesn't darshan that pasuk for whatever reason, we'll see in a moment. And therefore he says, everybody has the ability to make himself an ani that can take it, and once he can take it for himself, he can take it for somebody else. And Rabbanan said that's not enough, because the bottom line is the Torah said you can't pick it for an ani. Fracting of our Rabbi Lezer, I like to lock my oven light. What does Rabbi Lezer do with like to lock it? He buys like a hazard ani ashalai. He needs it to warn an ani that he can't take his own payah. The guy is poor, he owns a little field. And he leaves payah. Can he go take the pay? He's poor, he's eligible. The answer is, like salakid lani means the ani can't pick his own. Rashi. Top Rashi, like salakid lani, some chinu rabban chmana. They're trying to put it next to each other. It juxtaposed them. Like salakid lani v'lager. The shina smuchim. Like salakid ato l'tayrachani. L'hazer ani al shalai. Ani heroi little paya, an ani who's fit to take paya, but yeshlo sodden he has a field. His haru akasim laniach b'paya. The Torah warned him, commanded him to leave paya
for others.
For others. Okay, now we get involved in a new sugya. The Mishnah said that Rabbanan say it's beneficial for an eved.
What was Rabbi's answer to that question someone had yesterday? Very Freud about. Why
is it usher? I don't know what you're talking about.
Even
an usher. An ani doesn't need two migos. An ani can pick up the pay for himself, so he can pick it up for another ani. Even an usher. That's the chiddush. Not only an usher, even an usher.
That yesterday?
I don't remember the question. I don't remember the answer. Why would I have answered it wrong yesterday?
This way he answered it?
There's a tape. You can rewind and look at it.
Don't think about it.
So the significance in leket is because he possesses it. In other words, why can't someone pick someone else's leket?
He could.
Well, he could. What's the
juxtaposition about I'm not allowed to. A person that's not a nani is not allowed to pick up for a nani. That's what the Chachamim darshan. Again, I want to make it clear that the pasuk doesn't say leitzalak abani. When you read that pasuk, it says v'lekin k'zilcha leitzalakait v'ani v'lagir tazeh v'aysam. Come. The Rabbanon are darshaning the juxtaposition of the fact that the Torah put l'ani next to salakait. The Mishnah said that the Rabbanon say it's beneficial for an Eved to go free, because Rav Meir said it's not beneficial. So the Rabbanon say to him, you don't have to feed your Eved. So why isn't it beneficial for him? Dr. Gemara, you don't have to feed your Eved? You own an Eved Kanani. Somebody made me coffee. You own an Eved Kanani. And you don't have to feed your Eved? You don't have to feed your Eved? Summit me now. Yachol Rav Leimer LeEved Asay Imi Veinus Anach. An owner can tell his master, "Listen, you got to work for me, but I'm not feeding you." Now, I'm going to explain it the way some Achrayim explained this Shaila. I want to explain this. If you don't, I just want to explain this now, so I don't have to repeat myself. I'm going to have to sooner or later anyway, but I'll try not to. There's a Machloikus. Can a master or a Shaila? Can a master tell an Eved, I need you to work, but I'm not feeding you? Is it the obligation of a master to provide food for his Eved Kanani? Now, it might be the prudent thing to do anyway, because if we don't give him food, the work is going to drop. He doesn't have food. Now, everybody agrees that you can't let your Eved Kanani starve to death. You're obligated as a master to make sure that the Eved Kanani is able to sustain himself. The question is, can I tell him, listen, You work for me 9 to 5, and at 5 o'clock, go collect money for your food.
Or go work at a job somewhere else.
Whatever you want to do. I have to give him the ability to eat. My question is, do I have to provide the food? Is that my obligation as a master? Or is my obligation of a master to enable him to get food? But I don't have to provide the food.
Well, during his work time, can you...
I have to give him enough time to be able to get it. Now, his work time is 24-7. Evan Kanani is not like, you can work him whatever it is.
Okay.
Obviously, you have to let him rest, whatever it is. But you don't have to give him relaxing time. Now, the question is, this is the way, again, some of the Achrayim explain it. Everybody agrees that a master can't starve his Evan to death. And everybody agrees he has to allow him to get food. The question is, does he have to allow him to get food, or does he have to provide the food? What is in the contract? What is the implied obligation of a master of an Eved Kanani? Now, by Eved Ivri is not a real Eved. You have to feed him and his wife and his children. That's all your obligation.
Is there a difference in labor between the Eved Ivri and
Eved Ivri? Absolutely. Eved Ivri is a yid.
Yes.
You can't. You can't work him in menial and things that you wouldn't put another year to do.
But it's not you could.
And Eved Kanani is your Eved. He's shadow. Shadow.
He's keeping mitzvah.
He's still an Eved Kanani. Now, can you torture him? Chas v'shalom.
If you have one pill, you have to give it to him, but you can't.
Not by Eved Kanani. Yes. I think so. 99% sure it's Eved Ivri. I should look it up. Use a regular Kedushin. Can you get me a regular Kedushin? Oh, here it is. It's by Eved Ivri. So the question boils down to the obligation of a master to his Eved Kanani definitely includes that he has to be able to live. And part of life is food. And it's the master's obligation to see that he's fed. Now, the question is, what does that obligation include? Providing food or providing the ability for the Eved to get food? So now, the Mishnah says it's beneficial for the Eved to go free because the master doesn't have to feed him. So what does he gain from being an Eved? That's what the Mishnah said. Again, we're quoting the Mishnah. We're not saying our own Svarah.
While during his office, he doesn't have to feed him, so it's no...
Yeah, the Chachamim say there's no benefit to remaining an Eved. Because what would you say the benefit is? He gets fed. He doesn't get fed. The master can tell him, no. That means the master has a right to say, fend for yourself. You have to give him time for that. But what's the benefit of being an Eved? To collect, you can collect as a free person. To get another job, you can do that as a free person.
Well,
again, don't tell me other svaras now.
Okay.
We're going to the Mishnah. Okay? We're not interested in trying to help the Chachamim out. We're listening to what they say. They say it's not beneficial to be an Eved. Because what is the benefit? You get fed. You don't.
In contrast to an Isha.
In contrast to an Isha that always gets fed. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, from there we see that our Mishnah is of the opinion that you don't have to actually feed your Eved Kanani. You have to give him the ability to get food, but you don't have to feed him. And that same ability he'll have when he's free anyway. So what's the benefit of being an Eved?
Well, it's too infirm to support himself.
What?
If an Eved is too infirm to support himself.
Coming up. Now, the Gemara. Shamit Minam, from our Mishnah, you see. Yachol Arav, Loimel Eved, Aseim, Yivein, Azanach. Work for me, and I don't have to feed you. Dr. Gemara, my skin is able to say my seed alchem and the sechach. No. It's talking about, he told them, go earn your food. Meaning, not usually whatever an Eved does belongs to his master. The master has a right to say, don't work for me, take the earnings and buy food with it. That's like he can tell his wife, say my seed alchem and the sechach. Earn your money, you have to earn money for me. Use it to buy yourself food. Usually, he can work for somebody else. The money goes to the master. He can tell him, you can keep the money and buy yourself food. That's not going home to collect. That's enabling him to earn the money, which is just as good as giving him the food. Zok de Gemara, the classic Abisha. So that's the same too by a woman. Right? Again. So let's translate the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, there's a difference between an Eved and a woman, the way the Gemara is learning now. To buy an Eved, you don't have to feed him. You can tell him, go earn your own money. So what's the benefit of being an Eved? He can earn his own money as a free person. By a woman, she has to get fed. It's not true. You can tell a woman, go earn your own money. Take your money and feed yourself also. Again, the Gemara is trying to... The Gemara is trying to explain the Mishnah. Let's go to that Mishnah. The key here now is understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, being an Eved has no benefit, being a wife has a benefit. The way the Mishnah translates it, we're going to Chachamim. Right. Reb Meir said, we're going to the Chachamim. Let's stay to the Chachamim. Let's stay by the Chachamim. The Mishnah said that being an Eved has no benefit, being a wife has a benefit. Why? Because you don't have to feed your Eved, and you do have to feed your wife. So whatever case you're going to come up with, it's going to have to be a contrast between an Eved and a woman. That you have a bigger obligation to the wife than you have to your Eved. That's why to the Eved there's no benefit to being an Eved, and to a wife it's a benefit to be a wife. That's what the Mishnah said. So whatever case we're going to come up with, we're going to have to come up that by the Eved it works, and by the wife it doesn't work. Okay. So first we thought that you can tell your Eved, go collect. Your wife, you can't tell her, go collect. You can't go to a woman and say, listen, you're my wife, it's wonderful, but I need you to go by chasinus and collect your food. You're not allowed to do that. You're obligated to feed her. By Eved, you can say to him, listen, you work for me 9 to 5, there's chasinus halls. Go collect money for your food.
During the 9 to 5?
No.
After.
There's no 9 to 5 by an Eved. I made up the 9 to 5. Eved Kanani works 24/7. Obviously, he has to live. We're not talking about torturing him. There are no hours. So you say, listen, 7 o'clock is the chuppah. Go from 7 to 8, collect money for your food. Again, that's what the Gemara... Can I please explain without being interrupted? As with the Gemara, no. You have to provide him either with food or enable him to work for his food. That's like providing him food. That's not collecting. That's saying to him, go work 2 hours a day for somebody else, use that food, money for food. That's not collecting. So even if you have an obligation to provide him with food, providing him with the ability to work for the food is as good as providing the food. Now let's contrast that. By a wife, can you tell the wife to go use her earnings for her food? Yes. So there's no difference. We're trying to contrast that by an Eved it works and by a woman it doesn't work. If the case is, use your earning for your food, it works by a wife also. That's the Gemara's problem. Again, the Gemara wanted to say that by an Eved I can send them collecting. By a wife, I can't send her collecting. The Gemara had a question. It's not true. I mean, the Gemara wanted to prove that. And for the Gemara, it's no proof. You can't send the Eved collecting. But you can tell him, go earn money. It won't be mine like usual. Keep it. Buy your own food. So the Gemara says you can do that by a wife also. So what's the difference? Yes. I'm sorry, Abraham has been waiting patiently.
Not patiently at all. But I'm just saying, but why can't you tell the guy, the Eved, okay, really you work for me 24/7 or 7/24, the Gemara says. But the point of it is that what we're going to do here is 6 hours of the day I'm going to let you get money, collect money.
Again? That's saying go earn money. You're allowed to tell them that.
That's the case we're speaking about.
Again. You're not listening. That's the problem. There's a difference between telling an Eved to go collect and telling an Eved to go earn.
Why can't you tell him to go collect?
That's the shaila. Is your obligation of a master involved not sending him out to collect money for tzedakah?
What he does is 6 hours up to him.
Yeah.
I would make the money.
Again. I have to. Again.
Yes,
again,
I have
to. Again, please. I know. We're making. I hate to say this. Either I'm not explaining it or nobody's listening to me. Again, does the obligation of an owner to an Eved is to provide him with food? Or he has no obligation to provide him with food, he can send him out collecting for his food? That's the question.
During those hours.
I don't care, not during those hours at night. I don't care when. There's no hours. All the time are hours.
That's right.
Can you send the Eved to collect tzedakah, or do you have an obligation to feed your Eved? You can never send her out to collect money for herself.
You can tell her.
Again, I feel that I'm not being given a chance to explain the Gemara.
He wants a steady income.
Can I please explain this again? Collecting tzedakah is not earning. Collecting tzedakah is acting like a pauper going around begging for money. Earning is a job that earns you money to get food. Collecting tzedakah is not a job. Collecting tzedakah is a nebuch, a guy who can't have a job because the minute he earns a penny, it goes to his owner. But he's allowed to collect so he can have food. Collecting is not a job. Collecting is a step lower. It's saying, I have no obligation to feed you. I have to give you your hour to go to chassidus and collect. Giving you ability to go work for an hour and earn money is part of my giving you food because you're supposed to work for me and I'm letting you work for yourself. Telling you to go collect is not called telling you to go work. Collecting money is not a job. That's the insight of this Gemara. You're viewing collecting money as a job. It's not a job.
I'm just saying, as long as the owner, you say, he gives him time to get his food. How he uses that time is up to him.
Again, in the Chavamin of the Gemara, the owner never allows him to earn money for himself. It's my money. You work for me. Yeah, I'm not letting you work for another person. Right. I'm not giving you that time. I'm making you work for me. When you don't work for me, you can't work for anybody else. The minute you work for somebody else, the money is mine. You have a right to go collect for food. That's the Gemara wants to prove, because the Gemara says that the owner has no obligation to feed him. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't mean that. The Mishnah means you don't have to feed him directly. You can let him go earn his food. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah won't make sense because by a wife, you can also turn to earn her food. She has to work. Let her use her earnings for her food. So what's the difference between a wife and an Eved? In both cases, you can do the same thing. In the Havamina, we thought, you can never tell your wife, go collect my chasinus. But you can tell your Eved that. And the answer is, no, you can't tell your Eved that either. You have to provide him with time to earn money. What he does is his own business, but you have to provide him with the time to earn money for himself. And the question is, if that's the case, so you can do that by your wife also. The mission is contrasting a wife and an Eved. Yes, Corey.
Isn't it all or nothing by a wife?
I don't know what you mean by that.
But if she goes to work, she gets...
I tell you what, can we give them about 5 lines, and I think your question is going to be answered, yes? Isn't that Maisi Adayim?
I'm saying the same as Tia.
It belongs to the husband, but he made it Takana.
When the other kind of goes to work, does the Baal have to provide him with time off, and then he has to figure out what he wants to do, or does he have to provide it, make a setup between him and another job?
Again, in the answer to Gemara, he tells him, go get a job and earn your own money for food.
And if he chooses to go collecting?
That's his own mevaza himself.
Then that's okay then.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, nobody seems to feel that collecting is a low kind of thing. Everybody seems to think collecting is a job. I'm very happy to hear that. Baruch Hashem.
No, it's two different levels. But Is the only thing the Baal is doing is giving him time from doing work for the Baal.
Exactly.
He's
more than that. It's
he's on his own. He can't tell him what job to take.
No.
Or what collecting to do.
He has to give him enough time to earn his food, is the Gemara's answer. Whatever amount of time that is.
So he can go collecting if he so chooses.
If that's what he chooses, then he can.
Is the problem with the Bezayon, or that he's not shaykh by tzedakah if he has some right to his master's money?
He doesn't have right. If you hold that same Eimei Nezanach, he doesn't have right.
Right. So, but if we say that he has an obligation to be fed, whether through his work or through the money.
Yeah, okay, so that's a different story. A guy doesn't want to take a job, he'd rather collect. That's the tzedakah shaykh.
If he earns more than he needs to.
Again, let's give the Gemara five lines, please.
But I'm just saying, Rebbe, until Rebbe started his introduction and stuff, I would have said, since he works for me 24/7, that means he really works for me and everything he does is for me. But I can't let him starve. So you have 6 hours in the day to figure out a way to eat.
It's not what the Gemara said.
Why not?
Because I don't have to give him 6 hours a day to figure out things. Let him go collect.
Feed him leftover pizza somewhere.
That's right. Let him go collect. Let him knock on doors and beg for food.
Right. Whatever. I say, I give you.
No, he can't. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. He cannot earn money during that time. If he earns money, it's yours. You're not giving
him. No, that's the time I'm giving him to eat. When the other people were sleeping, what was it irrelevant, that part? But the point I'm saying is that why can't I give him my time? Really, everything he does is for me. And I'm going to give him 6 hours.
That's the Gemara's answer.
There's no question.
The Gemara, the Mandama that says you can tell an Eved, I say Imi Vein Zanach, is saying you don't have to give him time. You can tell him to use any minute he has to go knock on doors and beg for food.
Right. Well, I can't do that.
He can't take a job. If he takes a job, the money's mine.
But
you arguing in the Mandama? I'm trying to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah.
The Mandama that says, I say Imi Vein Zanach, doesn't agree to you.
Well, you have to eat.
So go collect.
Right.
That's not giving him time.
That's not giving him time? Yes, it is.
Again, collecting is not giving him time to earn money.
Yes, it is.
If he takes a job, instead of collecting, the money is mine.
But I said, I have to feed you.
Again, so I'm letting you go collect.
Fine. Good. That's fine. And then, you know what?
Again, we're back to the same problem. We're back to the same problem. In your mind, giving him time to collect and giving him time to earn is one and the same.
If he wants to collect...
No, not if he wants. Nothing. I want him to use every moment of his work for me. When he's exhausted and can't do another job, he can go knock on doors and beg for leftovers. That's a fame Yvain Azanach. I don't want him to work. Work means he's using his kaichas. His kaichas are for me. All work is for me. I'm not giving him a penny. When he's exhausted and he has 10 minutes before he goes to bed at night or 20 minutes, I said he can go knock on doors and beg for leftover supper.
Do? He could be a shepherd. He could be a shomer, kishuim, which takes a...
He can't do that because that's work for me.
But I don't...
Every work belongs to me.
No, it's not. Let it go. Because collecting is harder than that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I've been
Again, I don't care about the Evans Bazillion. That's exactly what I say. Amy Vayner's on said. And for the Gemara, Hakim Maiskin Dhamalitim Maisi Dechim Zina Secha. That the Gemara, the classic, Abi Isha Dhamalitim Maisi Dechim Zina Secha. Isha my life. So what's the contrast? And for the Gemara, Isha Bidlai Safka. The wife's not earning enough. In fact, the Gemara, Eva Dhamma Bidlai Safka. That means Eva's also not earning enough. So you can tell him, go take a job and he won't earn enough? Aren't you obligated to get him food? If you hold, you can send him collecting. That means you're obligated to get him food. So if he's not earning enough, don't you have an obligation to give him? So the Gemara, Avda Denoam Kresel Leshavya, Lemara Lemarsu Lemay Mitzvayi. If he's not earning enough for his food, you don't need him. You're not Mechuyev to give an Eved more food than he can earn. Then he's got, that's nothing to do with your obligation to an Eved. is to feed him so he can work for you. If his food costs more than the work, you have no obligation. Give him the amount that he earns. You don't have to give him a penny more. So he's an 82-year-old Evan that all he can do is earn minimum wage. What is it, $9, $7.50? I don't know what it is. Whatever it is an hour, and that doesn't cover his food bill thanks to inflation. So you tell the Evan, sorry, I can't help you. Can't help you. Go collect. You're not supposed to tell an Evan to go collect. You're going to feed him. I'm not going to feed him more than he can earn. Even if I hold a mechuyev to feed my Eben Kanani, my wife, I'm mechuyev to feed whether she earns it or not. That's my obligation as a husband. If she earns it, that'd be great. If she doesn't earn it, it'll cost me money. Eben, I'm not mechuyev to feed more than he earns. Even if you learn you're not allowed to tell your Eben to go collect. You're supposed to give him time to earn his own money. But you're not mechuyev more than that. That's the difference. By an Eved, it's not a benefit to be an Eved. Because earning money you can do as a free person. He might not earn enough and you'll feed him. No, you won't. No, you won't. And by a wife, it's a benefit to be a wife. Because she might not earn enough because the prices went up, so you'll feed her. That's the Mishnah means. We thought the Mishnah meant you have no obligation to give food to your Eved. You let him go collect to the wife. You can't do that. The answer is no, you have an obligation to feed your Eben as well. But in Eben, you have a limited obligation. You don't have to feed him more than he's worth, than he earns. He can use 100% of his earnings for his food, but you don't have to give him a penny more. If the inflation is so big that it doesn't cover, or he's an old, sick Eben, tough luck, Mr. Eben. I'm not mechuyev to give you more than you're worth.
But he has to give him time still?
Give him the whole day. It's not going to help the Eben. He's still going to have to go collecting. He doesn't earn enough. He's 84 years old. He's an old Eved with a white beard. Again, you give him time to a whole day to earn his food. Again, that's a different issue. Why would you want to keep him? Free him.
So you kept him, and then what he does is not enough for his food. So a very simple question. Am I obligated to give him time to collect?
Yes.
I am?
Yes.
Anybody,
to you, time to collect is the same as time for a job. It's not.
That's exactly where I'm coming from.
And I'm trying to tell you in the last 20 minutes that it's not.
Is this assuming that there's enough available and it's enough for him to live?
That's a big silent now. But that's going to be a silent later on in the Gemara. What happens if that doesn't work? But we're not holding this.
Sorry, I'll say Marbut.
They steal even when they have enough. Yeah. It's part of their DNA. No, really, because what it is. Rashi. Le'evet kanani, aseim imaloch avein ezonach ha'chazar ha'psachim, go collect. B'loi sabka lozim b'mais yedel, v'tzarek lo'aitzim yishaloi. B'chin el evet nami lo'i sabak, v'mishani, avda denoim kreisi le'shavya, which means, Eved she'ein neshav alechem achloi. Noam kareisa means the bread of his stomach. He's not worth. Lamarim ma'im is boy. What do you need him for? You don't have to spend your money. Who's going to force him to spend extra money on his Eved? Aval isha kach hisni b'b'ksubasa. He promised her that b'ksuba. Ate yasu v'besi. You'll sit in my house. Misin him in chasei. And I'll feed you. So if she doesn't earn enough, he has to feed her. Talking about right, touch him out. We're trying to prove the shaila. Eved shegala l'orei miklat, an Eved who had killed somebody b'shagig, and he has to go to galus. Rashi shegala l'orei miklat shaharig b'shagig v'gala. Right, the halacha is if somebody kills somebody b'shagig, he has to go to orei miklat. Ain rabbi chayav l'zaynay. His master doesn't have to feed him, and v'lo yoyed el shemai siyadim l'rabbi. Whatever he earns still belongs to his master.
Baal killed him.
Again, let's not get involved, but please let's not leave the subject. He's in the Ari Miklat, the guy Adam is not killing him. He got a job in the Ari Miklat, the earnings go to his master, and the master doesn't have to feed him. Seems to be clear that the master can tell the Eved, go collect money. If not, how can he say, Maisi Adav L'Rabba? He's not mechuyev to feed him, and he has to give his earnings to his master. It's up to Gemara.
Includes clothing and shelter, right?
What?
Does feeding include clothing and shelter?
I assume so. So the Gemara Shemami no Yoko Rav Leib Leib and I say Imi Vein Azanach. So the Gemara my Skeet Adam Leib Si Ma Yisi Adel Chum Zain Azanach. No, he told them, earn your keep. Correct the Gemara Yonki Ma Yisi Adel Vein Ma'il Rabbi. So what does the price to mean that his earnings go to his master? You just told me, told him, keep your earnings. So the Gemara Lad Tafa, the Evan earns more than he needs. The extra goes to the master. Meaning, even though he told the Evan, spend your earnings for your food, if the Eved earns more, he has to send it to the master. Why not? What's the Chiddush? He belongs to the Eved.
It's his earnings.
No, it's not. It's his right to get a food. That's all it is.
I'm going to get extra cupcakes.
No. You eat what you have to eat. More than that, you have no right. You're an Eved. We have trouble with the concept of Eved. He's an Eved. He belongs to somebody.
How much you have to eat?
Zok to Gemara, Mal the Tame Akiva the Chilesle, the Yavle, Kiesle Nami, Lushkumine. Since if he doesn't earn enough, I don't give him extra. So when he earns more, I have no right to take it. Meaning, telling him go earn your food is giving him carte blanche. Take the money you earn and use it any way you want. Because if you don't earn enough, I'm not going to give you. So if you earn more, maybe you can keep it. Kamash Malan, no. So So what do we need Ari Miklot here for? It's the same. The guy can be in this city. And you can tell the Eved two Maishna Dechum Zenesecha. And if he earns more, you take it. So what's the Chiddush of Ari Miklot? Why does the Brisa say Eved Shagalu L'Ari Miklot? Eved the Gemara, Salkadai Dechamina V'chai Abad L'Chiyusetrei. I would think the Pasuk says by Ari Miklot V'chai that it's an obligation on Bezen to make sure that he lives well in Ari Miklot. And therefore, maybe that obligates the master to let him keep the extra earnings, even though in his own city he would not be able to keep the extra earnings. But he's in the Ari Miklot, and the Torah says in the Ari Miklot V'chai, he's got to be able to live comfortably. So maybe that should allow the Eved Akanani to keep his extra earnings. Kamash Malon, that not.
Why do you think Chaim?
That's what I like. The Gemara Darshan Zemakas V'chai means Avad Lechayus to make sure that he has.
They would have like give everybody some luxurious place to eat there? Something.
They would give everybody a job.
Job
the they would make sure that everybody has what they need. To chiyav on bezen. The chai.
More so than anywhere else.
Yes. Zal Krashi. His earnings are more than his food. There might be a day that he doesn't earn money. Because, meaning, give him the extra to cover his deficit. Might be a deficit. If that's the case, the Brisa contrasts Eved and Isha. By an Eved, you don't have to feed him in the Ari Miklot. But by an Isha, you do have to feed her in the Ari Miklot. Now, if she's earning enough, that's what you told me by the Eved. So by the wife, you also don't have to feed her. Again, the Bryce is contrasting Eved and Isha. By an Eved, I have no chiyuv to feed him, and by a woman, I do have a chiyuv to feed her. What was the case of Eved? He's earning enough. So then I don't have to give him extra. That's the Chiddush. So by a woman, she's earning enough. So what does it mean I'm a chiyuv to feed her? In fact, the Gemara, Miklaud Oli Amrullah, he didn't say, Tzi Maisi Udechum Mesechum. The Amrla Baila Mechayev. Because he did say, why is he chayev to feed her? She has enough money. Umid is saved with the Amrla. Reishanami the Amrla. So the saved is talking about you didn't tell the woman, earn your keep. So that obviously the race is also talking about not that case. So we're back to the Kasha. Why don't you have to feed your Evan?
We'll keep this back up. The wife went to Amrla. Was different?
You're Mechayev to feed her. By Evan it said you're not Mechayev to feed him.
By Isha
you are. Your wife killed somebody. Somebody's wife killed somebody for shaking. She has to go to Ari Miklot. The husband's chayav to feed her. Now, by Eved we had a kavsha. Why don't you have to feed your Eved? We wanted to prove that you have no obligation to feed an Eved. Let him go collect. The Gemara answered no. You told him to earn his keep. That's why you don't have to feed him. It's enough. Right? So by a woman, you also don't have to feed her if she earns her keep. So what's the contrast? Answer is, the case is not talking about you told the woman to earn or keep. So by evidence, also not talking about that case. So we're back to the right. Again, if it's a contrast, it has to be the same case. And for the Gemara, Lailam, the Amala, he told her, see, my see, Dechem, and Zenesecha. The Isha, but the Loi Safka. The woman didn't earn enough. You have to give her more because she didn't earn enough. By an Eved, I don't have to give him more if he doesn't earn enough. By a woman, if she doesn't earn enough, I have to give her the extra. No best nothing. Again, forget about it.
Oh, it's Ari Mikla?
It is Ari Mikla, but the guy has his own obligation. It's not Beth's job to feed his wife. He's a husband.
So what is V'chai for her?
V'chai means the guy died, he's an Ari Mikla. Beth has to make sure he has the ability to live. But if he has, she has a husband, he has an obligation. Doesn't remove the husband's obligations.
The way that Beth will fulfill V'chai is they'll say, husband, give me
money. Exactly.
Perhaps you have to make up the difference.
By an evidence,
they can't go back to the bottom. No, because he's not. Is he earning enough? Then for sure not. And if he's not earning enough, it depends on saying Mivein Lezanach. No, I'm sorry, even not. If he's not earning enough, an evidence that doesn't earn enough for his keep, I don't have to feed.
What's the Omerle mean? The Olam of the Omerle means what? He said what?
See my see dechem zenesecha.
And that is. That's like Isha and Eber the same there.
Yes.
Which means what again?
Cover your own food expenses.
Okay, that I'm allowed to do by a wife.
If it covers.
And Eber makes the same thing also by Eber.
Even if it doesn't cover.
Okay, fine. So what's the problem now?
At this point, there's no problem.
It's a difference.
Found a difference. He has to feed the wife. Everybody
does.
Found a difference. So now
it's
great. He told him,
Same answers before.
He said, see, my Zedechim Zedechim. By an Eved, I don't have to make up the difference. And by a woman, I do have to make up the difference.
So why did it go through Mar Mikla then? What did we mention Mar Mikla then?
Mar Mikla is on the second part. Maisiyah del Rabbi. The extra goes to his master. We thought by Mar Mikla that wouldn't be true.
Are evidence just for the same?
Yes. Yes. Correct the Gemara, but we got a problem. But with the Tani Seifa, Im Amr Latsi Maisiyah Dechem Zenesecha, we show you. The same from that, which says by a woman, you have to feed her, says, but if you told her to earn, it's okay. That means the race is not talking about you told her to earn. Again, we answered, you told them to earn. That's the case in the ratio. And it doesn't cover. But the safer says, if you told her to earn, that means the race is not talking about you told her to earn. Which, why would the safer continue with the same case that we're talking about in the ratio? Dr. Gemara, the safer say, if she earns enough, that's good enough. Correct the Gemara, my lamembra, Mr. Pekas, my lamembra. Why is it different than at home? You can tell your wife, earn your keep. At home, your wife works at home. And you sell off what she makes. And that's how she earns money. So you can tell her, do your knitting and weaving, and whatever else she does, and you'll make money and you'll use it for your food. In Ari Miklat, there's no husband there in her house. She's going to go outside and have to sell her own wares. She's going to have to go amongst people. A Jewish woman shouldn't be drained amongst people. So maybe you have no right to tell your wife in Ari Miklat, earn your own keep. Even if she earns enough. At home, you can do that. Because it doesn't involve her going to mingle with people. In Ari Miklat, her husband's not there. She's going to have to go and provide for herself, buy and sell.
Why?
And who's going to do it for her?
She knits in the house.
And?
She knits in the house.
And?
We have a household knitting.
And?
What if she has a house today? The Chai Bahem means that the people of the Ari Mikla have to give her a home to stay.
And?
And what?
How does she get rid of it?
She puts up a sign outside. She calls the...
That means he's going to be mingling with people.
She calls Gabi Septon.
That means he's going to be mingling with people.
And the same thing in the other thing.
No,
also.
She's not. Her husband's going to sell it for her. She has a husband. When they knock on the door, can I buy your weaving? The husband will say, I'm going to sell it. She doesn't have to meet a man. When she's home, her husband takes care of her need to intermingle with society. She's home. She does her thing. Her husband is her agent.
When her husband has another job or he's in the base medrash at 4
So whatever time he sells it, he's going to sell it for her. She doesn't go out to the marketplace. Women didn't go out in public.
And here also you don't have to go to the marketplace either.
Somebody's going to have to sell it for her.
Either she needs to go to the marketplace or she needs strangers coming into the house.
Exactly.
It could work.
What?
All the honor of a king's daughter is to stay indoors. Jewish women don't go out. They stay indoors.
So they are in mikvah.
She's going to have to, if she earns her keep.
So as a husband,
he's not obligated.
He's not.
So that's the habamina. You can't tell your wife, earn your keep in Ari Miklat, because you're going to be forcing her to mingle with men. The Gemara, Kamash Malon, that that's not your problem.
Why not? Why is it a problem?
Because that's halacha.
No, why is it your problem? That's more.
It is your problem, but that's you're allowed to do it. If you don't mind, you're allowed to do it.
Why don't mind know the husband of Ari Miklat, but the husband doesn't have to go with the wife?
What?
If the husband goes to Ari Miklat, the wife has to go with him.
I never saw that halacha. I assume so, but I don't know. But the husband for sure doesn't have to go with his wife. We're saying that the right to tell his wife to earn money overrides Kol Kavuda Bas Melech. That's what it's saying. Yes.
That's very hard to understand. That's right.
Yeah, what about the Svara that I saw?
We can't even imagine a society that they lived in.
The fact that the Eved, if he earns more than what he needs, the rest has to go to the husband.
And the owner.
To the owner. But by the wife, if he says, earn your keep, she doesn't have to give
it. That's a big shayla masechta tzuvos. The sugging tzuvos. That is not the bow, it's the sugging tzuvos. He has to give her something instead of it. He has to give her a certain amount of money instead of that extra. And if he doesn't do it, she can keep the extra.
So why isn't that the benefit? Why isn't that the benefit?
Well, again, if he gives her that extra, that thing, we're not talking about benefits. We're trying to contrast that by an Eved you can do something and by an Ishi you can't do something.
We said it for Eved it's not good to go.
This is not in our Mishnah. We're talking about a Braisa. The Braisa says in Ari Miklot you can tell the Eved to earn his keep. And you can't tell, and by a woman it's different.
I understand, but the whole Shiloh we were trying to prove is that
you're going back to our Mishnah. We're not talking. You want to go back to our Mishnah now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
By a woman, it's good to stay be married, and by an Eved, it's good to go free. Right. So why not make it the fact that the Eved, if he earns more than what he needs, the remainder goes back to the owner. But by a lady,
an Eved normally doesn't earn a penny.
But
he doesn't get a job. He's an Eved.
He's talking about him in the Ari Miklat.
The Mishnah is not talking about Ari Miklat. The Mishnah is talking about a regular woman and a regular Eved. It's nothing to do with Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat wasn't going back in our Mishnah. I don't know why maybe today I wasn't prepared. I'm explaining well.
It's a concept.